You're listening to G220 Radio. I'm your host, Ricky Gantz, and I hope you enjoy this episode of G220 Radio.
Maybe one of the reasons so many people in the church aren't making disciples of all nations is because they're not really disciples in the first place. You think about Jesus and his disciples from the very beginning to the very end. Making disciples is in the DNA of this thing, right? To be a disciple involves making disciples. Follow me, Matthew 4, and I will, what? I'll make you fishers of men.
Never make a gospel appeal to people's emotions. Never. Never. That's why we don't have some kind of an emotional appeal here and play all kinds of schmaltzy music in the background.
And it amazes me that we believe this, that God would crush and kill his own son, but let you slide. Not for a minute.
At this moment, God commands all men to repent and believe. That today is the day of salvation. That you are to flee from the wrath to come. To flee from the law of Moses that condemns you into the city of refuge, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Run to him.
And good morning. Welcome to G220 Radio's Sunday morning sunrise. Hope that you are up. Hope you've been in the Word of God. Hope you've been in prayer. Hope you are ready and excited to go to church to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Just really a great day. It's been a beautiful weather that we've had. It's just a beautiful day, and it's a beautiful time to come together on the Lord's Day to worship Him. And what we're going to do here on Sunday morning sunrise is listen to some Irish Christian Christmas music, if I can speak right. So I want to thank you for joining me for that. So we're going to get right into some music here and listen to some beautiful music, some beautiful Christmas songs with a little bit of Irish twist to them.
When I was a bar one winter's day, I took my tea beneath a tree, a fire to keep the cold away and a bite for hunger's yearn. When a boy appeared up yonder road, a most peculiar sight to see. He danced and he sang and he clapped his hands with a story of good tidings. Come and sit beside the fire, I called to this young man. What can bring such joyfulness I could not understand? His smile outshone the fire and he looked me in the eye. And he danced and he sang and he clapped his hands and he gave me this reply. He sang, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I sat beneath the sky that night beyond imagination, and from the sky a star of light directed destination. And all my curiosity I followed without waiting. Shepherds I met on the way were standing dumbly quaking. Then we heard a message and there seemed some glorious things. An angel had appeared to us, so bright with golden wings. A story of a baby who on this night is born. A kingdom of all the kingdoms, our shelter from all storms. They sang, hallelujah. When I arrived in Bethlehem, the star was brightly shining. Into a manger I could see a mother and her child. Three men of stately origin with precious gifts were bearing. They knelt before the newborn king and a holy lay they saw. A kingdom for the loving he has come to lead us to. The Son of Man is living now, can you feel it too? I scarcely can believe my ears, the joy is in my heart.
For God has heard his people's needs and gave a brand new start. They sang hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
What do Jewish people believe? or Muslims, a Mormon, or a Jehovah's Witness. If you've ever wondered, then the book, What Do They Believe, is for you. From the differing views on God and Jesus to sin, salvation, and eternity, What Do They Believe will help you get an accurate understanding of what other religions believe. What Do They Believe by Andrew Rappaport, available now on Kindle and at strivingforeternity.org.
In the town of Bethlehem this blessed child was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, to which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy time of Christmas shall be of peace and grace.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Eternity would love to come to your church to spend 2 days with your folks, teaching them biblical hermeneutics. That's right, the art and science of interpreting scripture. The bad news is somebody attending might be really upset to discover Jeremiah 29:11 should not be their life verse. To learn more, go to strivingforeternity.org to host a Bible interpretation made easy seminar in your area.
This is how Jesus Christ was born. A young woman named Mary was engaged to Joseph from King David's family. But before they were married, she learned she was going to have a baby by God's Holy Spirit. Joseph was a good man and did not want to embarrass Mary in front of everyone. So he decided to quietly call off the wedding. While Joseph was thinking about this, an angel from the Lord came to him in a dream. The angel said, "Joseph, the baby that Mary will have is from the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and marry her. Then, after the baby is born, name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." So the Lord's promise came true, just as the prophet had said. A virgin will have a baby boy, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. After Joseph woke up, he and Mary were soon married, just as the Lord's angel had told him to do. But they did not sleep together before the baby was born. That night, in fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day, in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. When Jesus was born in the village of Bethlehem in Judea, Herod was king. During this time, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and said, "Where is the child born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And the star they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They were thrilled and excited to see the star. When the men went into the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they knelt down and worshipped him. They took out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and gave them to him. Later, they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, and they went back home by another road.
Dawn draws near and the world is about to burn. My heart.
If you want to grow in your understanding of God's Word and learn to study the Bible for yourself, join Pastor Andrew Rappaport as he teaches each week from the Word of God. The teaching is free through the Internet, but paid students receive a syllabus for each course with extra study materials. The cost is only $50 per year, with special pricing for church groups. And you get to choose from the School of Biblical Hermeneutics or the School of Systematic Theology. Sign up today for Striving for Eternity Academy. Details at strivingforeternity.org.
Imagine Jesus walking onto your local college campus. What would he say? Would he be like Matthew chapter 9, seeing the people harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd, and say, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few"? At Christian Collegiate Network, we are sending workers into the harvest. We are training students how to proclaim the glorious gospel, not only in the way that they live their lives, but how to speak to the campus community about the gospel. If you want to support our ministry at Christian Collegiate Network by becoming a campus leader or financially, go to changeyourcampus.com. Christian Collegiate Network, changeyourcampus.com.
Cannibalism is okay as long as you're not actually hurting somebody.
Wouldn't eating someone hurt them?
I'm trying to do the best I can.
There's only one way to have your sins forgiven.
As born-again Christians, part of our duty is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether you're a seasoned veteran or have never witnessed before, Witness Radio has something for you. Tune in next time to strengthen your faith and learn how to defend it. Go to witnesstalkradio.org. That's witnesstalkradio.org.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this edition of G220 Radio's Sunday Morning Sunrise. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Lord's Day. Go off to church, praise the Lord, worship the Lord, sit under the sound preaching of the Word of God, and be edified, equipped, and encouraged to go back out into the world and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, His birth, His life, His death, burial, and resurrection. Until next time, God bless.